Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you ever worry about what you're going to wear? Have you ever heard a person say, "I do not have a thing to wear," when you knew the person probably had 20 or 30 changes of clothes? It is quite common, from my point of view, for human beings to worry about their clothing, either because they do not have enough, or they do not have the latest fashions, or they do not like what they have. Jesus asked in the Sermon on the Mount, "And why take thought for raiment?" He answers, "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" Matthew 6:28-30. The literal rendering of the question in verse 28 is, "And why worry about your clothes?" The truth of the matter is, we human beings can find almost anything to worry about. We worry about our health, our finances, our families, our businesses, our social relationships, and on and on. In our country and in our day, we may worry less about clothing than has been true of other countries and other ages, but many of us still worry about what we wear. Jesus shows the sinfulness of our worrying about anything when he says, "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin." The word translated lilies probably includes wildflowers other than lilies. The word includes several kinds of blooming flowers, such as anemones, poppies, gladioli, irises, and others. The flowers of the field do not worry. They do not toil, neither do they spin. Jesus added, "And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." Jesus seems to be saying that the beauty of nature far surpasses what men create. Certainly, the temple Solomon built was one of the most magnificent structures ever built. To read the biblical account of the temple staggers the imagination of modern men. But the wildflowers which God created are much more beautiful than man's creations, although in a technical sense, it probably is not even wise to speak of man's creating anything. We simply take what God has created and rearrange it for our own pleasure or profit. The point our Lord wanted us to learn cannot be overlooked, and that is, worrying about our clothes or our food or our drink manifests a lack of faith in God's goodness, or his power, or both. Jesus asked, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" Christ's argument against worry is easily understood and powerful. God has provided for the lilies of the field and for other flowering plants. The plants serve worthwhile purposes, but they are here today and gone tomorrow. Why does God lavish such beauty on the lilies? The question was asked and answered by Ralph Waldo Emerson in his poem, The Rhodora. "Rhodora, if the sages ask thee why, this charm is wasted on the earth and sky. Tell them, dear, that if eyes were made for seeing, then beauty is its own excuse for being. Why thou wert there, O rival of the rose, I never thought to ask, I never knew. But, by my simple ignorance suppose, the self-same power that brought me there brought you." Emerson was arguing that the God who made us also made the wildflowers. He takes care of them. He wants to take care of us. Our God will provide for us. We should not worry about such matters. Thank you, and may God bless and keep you.